This is episode of Reps to Revenue, where we interview different gym owners across the United States, highlighting their stories of how they got into fitness and also how they opened the doors and built a thriving community around their gym. Today, we are honored to have Kelly with CrossFit Kerosene, one of my favorite names I've heard for a CrossFit gym. Kelly, I just wanted to ask you, like, how long your gym has been open and where you are located.
So we are located in Newbury Park, which is halfway between LA and Santa Barbara. And the gym has actually been open for 10 years. We opened in 2015.
Okay. What, I guess the biggest thing is, what made you open the gym?
Well, I unfortunately cannot take credit for opening it.
Okay.
There were three women that opened the gym, and I mean, I'm sure they wanted, I mean, it was right in the beginning of CrossFit and when everything was kind of becoming really popular. And so they opened the doors, and the three women have now split, and they no longer actually even live in California, I don't think. And my husband and I relocated, or we moved here from New York in 2017, and the owners approached us. We were actually members for a year, and then they approached us and they said, we are moving, we're relocating. Do you guys want to buy the gym? Wow. So my husband and I took over in 2018.
Okay. And what got you into CrossFit? Were you doing CrossFit? I know before on the call you mentioned you grew up on the East Coast. So were you doing CrossFit before you moved out there?
Both my husband and I were. He started much earlier than I did. He was just at a global gym lifting. Wow. And one guy walked up to him and said, hey, come to my gym. And he started being competitive and playing competitive sports. He really loved it, and he loved the community. And then he started coaching there at that gym and was part of that gym for years. So I know he's been doing CrossFit since like 2008. So he's been doing it for a while. I didn't start CrossFit till later, and I was an athlete first. Both of us were. And I competed for years and I loved it. And then I never really thought about owning a CrossFit gym. But when it was kind of presented to us and was put in our laps, we went, why not? We love it. It's our second home. If I'm not at work, my full-time job, then I'm at the gym. So it just felt natural to kind of take over and do it. And we love it. So, and it's great to do this together because we both have, jobs outside of the gym.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what, for the facility, like what square footage approximately do you guys have? And is it?
So we have 5,000 square feet. We have a pretty big space, which is awesome. That was great during COVID. I'm not going to lie, because we were able to make our, big boxes around the gym and everyone could stay in their little bubble. And so we were able to, continue to stay open during that time. Also living in California was beneficial because we were able to really move everything outdoors. And so we only had to do like kind of the mandated shutdown, but we have rigs on both walls, and then we have the big open floor space. And then we have a whole section kind of in the back where I run my CrossFit Kids class back there. Yeah. And then we also have all of our cardio equipment. We do have a lot of dumbbells. We have a big total gym, which is utilized to do a lot of accessory work and build strength. So a lot of our members use that, which is fun.
Cool. Awesome. And what it's in 2020, I mean, that was hard for like every, I don't think there's one gym owner who didn't have a tough time. Was that, since you guys took it over in 2017, was that sort of probably the hardest time you guys went through as a gym?
It was, because we were really starting to ramp up. Okay. We had a really nice following. We had done a lot of advertising. We had a bunch of people that had joined the gym. I mean, our classes were booming. We really had started to see a huge profit in the gym. And then COVID hit and just shut us down. And it's honestly been hard. I mean, we are still open. Our doors are still open, but not as booming as it was. I think with people relocating either outside of California or turning their garages into gyms, and then also not ever having to go back to the office. So many people work from home now.
Yeah.
And so there just isn't that big influx into the gym. And I think a lot of things are changing in CrossFit, just with all of, not to get all political, but I mean, with HQ and things changing and, you know, there has been talk about kind of it being a dying field. I really don't want it to be, but you know, we've seen so many CrossFit gyms shut down, which is hard.
Well, one thing I can share that's a pro, of course, is that you guys have is you know, you answer the phone, you get back to people. A lot of the gyms I reach out to just for the podcast, even if they don't want to do it, most of them don't even like have a phone number on the website or have anything up there. But so like from a membership standpoint, you know, if you don't mind sharing, like approximately like where have you guys been out with members kind of consistently?
We were over 100, you know, during our high points. We're probably down about 75 right now. So, I mean, it'd be great to get back up to, I mean, at least 100 if we could, but just to kind of have that cushion. So, but I just feel like it's hard where we are. We're not in a huge area. You know, LA is big. There's CrossFit gyms on, you know, it's like Starbucks on every block. There's so many of them. We're just not in an area where that's, you know, manageable. And so we cater to the community that we can, but we can only bring in so many, you know, members.
Yeah, you have a market cap of how many people can actually like come in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And
sorry.
No, you're good. I know you have, so you and your husband both have, you know, full-time jobs. So we always like to ask this question, like for you both, like what's a success look like for you in the gym?
You know, a lot of people have asked us that, like, would we ever want to step? I mean, because we both still coach. I just had a baby. So I thank you. And then I have another one. So we have two kids now. And yet we still, I mean, I just walked in the door from coaching, you know, 3 classes already this morning. I like being in the gym. I like coaching and being involved. If you ask me, I know absolutely every single one of our members. I know what they're capable of doing. I know how to coach them. I know how to, you know, modify if I need to. And I think that that's really important. I think that that's what makes CrossFit different than a global gym. And so, you know, and my husband feels the same way. He likes being involved and coaching. If we continued to grow, I think we would still be just involved as we are now. Maybe we wouldn't coach as many classes just because we have a growing family, but still being there and being involved, I think is the most important thing. All of our members know who we are. You know, it's not like a big corporation where they're like, who's Kelly? I mean, they all know who we are. They know about us. They know about our families. And I think that that's really what makes CrossFit unique and amazing.
Yeah, no, well said. That seems to be so this podcast is primarily focused on CrossFit gym owners, and that's what I'm into is CrossFit. And it's cool because most people answer with, and it's same very similar of like, it's the community that they have at their gym. Mm-hmm. Of course they want to make money and grow it, but that's not really the main reason they're doing it. It's like, okay, they have the community. They love the people they get to go spend a lot of time with, coaching a couple classes a day, and you're there. It's like your second home, as you said.
Yeah.
So it becomes sort of that. Oh my gosh. So we just found out we have one on the way. A couple months. So yeah.
Good luck.
I know. I'll have my hands full. So as I've been told. So, does your gym, Kelly, do anything with like besides just membership? Anything with like nutrition, coaching, or anything like
that?
So
we do. I have a medical background. I'm a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So I think that goes a long way in terms of people having confidence in talking to you. I'm not just reading things on the internet going, hey, I'm a nutrition coach. So when people come in, we do have a body fat test. We have a dunk tank. So we really encourage, not that we're trying to say, oh, you have to do something specific, but we like having them dunk so that they know where their starting point is. And then we do challenges quarterly where we dunk at the beginning and then we dunk 8 weeks later. And we encourage each other I know she is. We encourage, you know, our members to be, you know, involved with with each other. We share recipes. We talk about what they can do in terms of, you know, nutrition and what they can change and what they need to change in their diets. It keeps people accountable. They like the challenges. And then there's obviously prizes at the end, which is fun. But yeah, we do. We have the dunk tank, and then we do nutritional counseling. And then it's not always during the challenges, but we constantly talk about nutrition and what people can do because people are trying to stay healthy.
Yeah. And it's a great way to engage members, I think, too, because, you know, if you're going to the gym, like whether it's to like gain muscle mass or lose weight, you know, everyone's got a goal. I mean, most of it's mental, but there is the other half of it, right? That people go for. So,
yeah. And I think a lot of people, and I mean, I know a lot of people don't do it correctly. A lot of women are scared about bulking. And so they don't want to lift too heavy. And there's this fear of carbs and that carbs are bad. And it's so important for women to eat enough protein to lift for their bodies, for their hormones, for, you know, gaining muscle mass. And then we do sell supplements. So we sell creatine, we sell pre-workout, post-workout proteins. And so talking about all of the things that you can do for recovery and to help your body, you know, is beneficial. And I think our members really do appreciate that.
That's awesome. And in the supplements and everything that you guys sell, I know you have kind of the NP background. Is it just one company that you recommend, or you kind of have picked what has worked for y'all over the years and this is what you represent in the gym?
So we use Transparent Labs.
Transparent Labs. Okay.
We, you know, I feel that they're pretty clean and they, there's a lot that they do have to offer with all of the supplements. And so it's a great way to just, so we don't have a ton of different products within the gym. It's, you know, it's the same company. So we've done our research and that's who we use.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you walk into GNC or some of these places and you're just like,
overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There's
so
way too many things out there.
Yeah. Way too many things. And 90% of them you don't need. So it's nice to like simplify to 5 or 10. I don't even know if it's 10, but really like I just take creatine and protein, you know, maybe I should take some more, but you know, that's the main.
I mean, that's enough. And I found that, you know, cause a lot of these supplements are not FDA approved. And so when I was pregnant, I did not feel comfortable taking a lot of the supplements because I'm like, I don't know that it's safe. And I found a product called Kajava that is very, very, very clean. You can literally say every single ingredient that is in the product. It's vegan, which a lot of people don't like, but I felt like that was the safest thing for me when I was pregnant in order to get, cause I lifted all the way up until the day that I delivered. I was at the gym. I went into labor at the gym with my first kid. So, I mean, I was active the entire time and our bodies need the protein. And it was very evident with just watching and how she was growing in my belly that I needed it. And so using this protein, so I carry that one at the gym as well for either our pregnant people or people who don't necessarily care about the whey protein, because this one is very, very clean. It's also considered a superfood. So it has 19 vegetables, it has 6 fruits, it has pea protein and brown rice protein. And that's it. There's no sugars, there's no additives. So it's very clean, which, you know, I like, you know, just being in the medical field.
Yeah, no, super important. I used to eat horrible before I met my wife. And just because I was just a single guy and it would just eat what you eat. And I'd eat the Costco whey protein and then we started buying, and I'm blanking on the name, but it's no flavor, so you have to mix it with something, but it's got very few ingredients in it, and it's amazing like how much better I feel after eating something that's really clean. And it's expensive. We have to buy it, you know, from we're on an island, so you have to ship it. It's not cheap, but it's still worth it because it doesn't have all that.
It
crap.
Is. And I don't know, I mean, how much back history you have done. A lot of people have tried a lot of different products.
Yep.
I tried that in the beginning. I mean, even like the pre-workouts that made my whole body tingle to all of the proteins, and I would just be super gassy, and I was bloated. It didn't agree with me. And I just don't, you know that it's not good for you when you have all of those symptoms. It's just your body's not processing it. And so doing the research and trying out these products and making sure that our body is able to break it down, and then it's helping repair after we do all of the work that we do in the gym. I think that's important. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, the recovery, and that's sort of leads me to a quick segment, is like at your gym, like what kind of recovery do you guys focus on? Because that's one thing when I started CrossFit, I just sent it six, seven days a week until the weight got heavier and it hurts more, and you get older and it hurts more. But stretching became very important to me. So what at your gym do you guys kind of focus on?
So my husband and I do the programming. We don't buy, anything. We put it all together. It's pretty well balanced, which we like. And we have it structured where Monday, so we're on each cycle, we do an 8 or 12 week cycle of front squats or shoulder to overhead. And so we'll lift Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday is a flush out day. We never lift on Thursdays. It's a good way for members to still come into the gym and move, because that's important, but you're never going to lift that day. And then we have Saturday, Sunday, which are fun, like team wads, because we do a lot of competitions and people like doing teamwork. And our classes are structured where we warm you up. We have a great warm up with accessory work, mobility stuff. We have the strength, the WOD. And then even though class is over, I always encourage people to do the stretching afterwards, because so many people finish the workout and then they go get in their car and they drive home. And after doing a deadlift run day, you're going to cramp up and your back's going to be stiff. And it's so important to stretch afterwards. So we also have, and we offer this to our members, we have two big screens where they can do pliability. It used to be called ROMWOD, but now it's pliability. And so then they can stretch afterwards and at least do the recovery after they've done the workout and lifting.
Cool. Yeah. No, that's one of the lessons that, well said. Last Saturday I did a deadlift workout, and then I was about to like get in my car and drive home and then not probably move for the rest of the day because it was a hard Saturday workout. And I'm like, you know what? 15 minutes with a foam roller right now is probably going to do me a lot of good for the rest of the week. So that's good that you encouraged post workout, because most of us, you're tired, right? You don't want to do anything else. So one or two last things, Kelly, and then I'll let you run. I know, thank you for taking the time, by the way.
Of course.
Do you personally, whether it's other gyms you connect with or, maybe it's a mentor you have, do you guys have a gym mentorship you're a part of, or kind of how have you, I know you went from not being a gym owner to being a gym owner. Did you just kind of figure it out as you went, or what kind of guided you guys through that?
We did. I think just being part of CrossFit for so many years before, I think really helped. Knowing how important the community is, this area that we're in, it's so important to be part of the community. And, so we sponsor like the local high school. So our name is put in their newsletters. It's in their newspaper. We're out in the local newspaper because we sponsor the football team and the basketball team and the track team. And then any local events that happen within the community, we're out and about. So we try and get our name out there. And then just trying to do what we can to get our name out and publicized, to get people. We do run community events where we do stuff at the gym, like when we're doing Murph, which is an annual Hero Rod, we invite the community. We'll do Bring a Friend Day, so bring your coworker and have them work out. Obviously, that's always trying to market and get people into the gym because they see what we're doing, but it also gets our name out there. And then, we're trying to get involved in the community. So just learning about the, that's really helped us because both of us moved here from New York not knowing anyone. So doing those kind of things has helped us get involved in the community. And then we've just had to learn how to market and do things on our own. It's kind of just been plug and play and try what works.
Yeah, because I know
Love
there's, I mean,
you.
I know there's so many in, and it's kind of cool that some of the gym owners we talk to, some of them are part of coaching, some aren't, but it sounds like one of the things we talked to with a guy yesterday, Mike, and he's in actually in California, and he actually said his affiliate rep was a really big help to him when he became kind of got into it, because they, they have the network, so they were able to help him, get that stuff going. So,
There's a bunch of, so I haven't listened to a lot of podcasts, honestly,
yeah.
but my husband does. And then also just being part of HQ, they do have, social groups and things that, can kind of help give you ideas. So I know he does a lot of, he does more background research than I do. I talk to people more and ask, from the community, like, is there something that we can do? What do you guys want to see more of? And asking our members. And so I'm more
That's cool.
vocal than
Yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, kind of the last question for you. If what would be your advice to someone thinking about like starting a CrossFit gym today?
You have to have heart. And I think that's the biggest thing is if it's something that you want to do and you have a love for for CrossFit and the philosophy and the methodology behind it. It's not just opening a gym, but throwing everything into it. And you can do it. It's a lot of work, but if you love it, which we do, that's going to be your drive and it's going to keep you going.
Love that.
And
That's awesome.
don't be afraid to use your community. I mean, we couldn't do this without our community and our coaches. So give back to them.
And what do you think is what do you think the biggest thing they've been able to contribute? Just support in the business or?
They've been, I mean, we do have a good coaching staff, and just having them around is helpful. Right now, we have so many people out because of vacations, and I've got people jumping in going, here, I'll help you coach. Here, I'll co help coach, with some of the coaches being out. So, and then also with me just having a baby, it's been great. They've been very supportive.
I'm super impressed you jumped on today because I don't know if I could have. That's a lot. So thank you. Thank you, Kelly, for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah,
And
I'll
I will look forward to seeing this.